Hi, this is John Clements from the PR Media Blog, and tonight I'm at the Social Media Cafe Manchester and talking to Justine Potter of SavvyProductions.net. Justine's involved in producing drama narratives across multiple platforms, so good evening, Justine.
Hello.
What I was interested to know first is how you got into social media in the first place.
It was something I was interested in when I was working at the BBC. I was interested in telling stories across different platforms, and even when I was in theatre years and years ago, I was interested in the sort of theatre that's interactive, where the audience informs the story. So I've always been interested in that interactive experience, and as I've sort of worked across different platforms, I was most interested in how you could use different platforms to tell stories in different ways.
Okay, so were there any particular of the social media platforms that you really embraced early on?
Facebook, I do feel, is a funny mishmash of friends and them sharing coffee mornings and photos, which is fine, and some work related things. I find Facebook an odd environment, and only use it really mainly as a work tool, you know, to share work stuff. Twitter, it was a writer that put me in touch with Twitter and took me through the early stages of how on earth you RT and you at and you hash something, and I was completely hooked. And I was advised to use Twitter as a work tool rather than what I had for breakfast tool, and it's been very, very useful in that respect. And I've learnt so much through the people I engage with on Twitter and gained work that way.
So could you tell us exactly how it works for you and how you do actually get work through that medium?
Well, to be honest, the sort of people that I follow, I choose to follow on Twitter, are the sort of people that in a business network situation I would love to be stood at the bar and have a chance to talk to them. And via Twitter, in the area that I work in, which is sort of transmedia storytelling, it's still a niche enough of people who want to share, and there's always lots of new stuff going on, so you need to share what's out there. And so I get to have those at the bar at an expensive conference conversations via Twitter over a long period of time, so that when I do get to those conferences, I can say, oh, you're at such a body, great, hi, I'm at thing, you're following me, let's chat. And you feel like you've already got that relationship, so it's great for that. But also, I've had a number of media organisations who have perhaps heard about me from another way. I assume there's some way in somewhere, and then have started to follow me, and then have said, I see that the sort of things you're interested in, the sort of things we're interested in, can you come and consult, talk, work with us on a project, collaborate, work in partnership. And that has been a real shock to me, and is a wonderful part of the process, really.
Right. So the whole networking process now via social media compared to what it was before for you, how do you think it differs in terms of the way people behave on social media compared to pre-social media?
I mean, I don't live in London, and a few years ago I expected I would have to move to London to be at the centre of things. Obviously the internet has meant that people are connected, properly connected worldwide, and I live in a little village outside Manchester, but I am in effectively chatting casually with anybody I want to within a certain sphere, anywhere in the world, so I can be anywhere and be at those network events, really. And let's be honest, you know, that big boys network works for us girls too, and it's all about you know, who you know, how you know them, how much you respect somebody, and the sort of capital involved in the contacts you have is also a useful thing for other people to engage with me because of the people I happen to know that I can bring towards them, and so on. And it means I can do my networking for 5 minutes every morning, every afternoon, and every evening. That's quite addictive.
Yeah, indeed. In terms of the material that you share with people via Twitter, obviously you quickly learn that what I had for breakfast is not the way forward. So in terms of what you do share in terms of content with people, what do you think is important to think about when deciding what to share?
I mean, I do share some personal stuff, but it's the sort of stuff that if I was going into a meeting, I would say, oh God, had this disastrous thing to happen, had a terrible journey, oh, one of my kids has got flu, whatever, the sort of thing that is sort of meeting small talk. But I work in an area where there's constantly new and exciting things happening, so I share those things as I hear about them and share those connections and share the people that I think are the most exciting and what they're doing and what they're saying. So I'm a sort of gatekeeper to information for some people, and I have a series of gatekeepers who I go through to other people, really. It's literally a network for me.
Okay. And do you integrate your Twitter activity with any other social media, like a blog or anything else, where you will direct people to another piece of online, well, another online destination?
I mean, that's something I do with the storytelling. So, you know, a character or a piece of content is likely to have Twitter and a Facebook account and an online, maybe a blog and an Audioboo. Audioboo's my, have to say, my favourite social media of choice. Mm. And so I make sure that any boos are connected to Twitter and to Facebook. So, yeah, they all are connected and it's quite useful. But again, you have to bear that in mind, that those are slightly different audiences. And the Facebook thing is a slightly more complex of all of them. Because of the friend thing on Facebook, beyond the work thing, really. Yeah. Anybody that follows me as a tweet or as Audioboo knows it's work-related, but Facebook seems to be slightly different.
Yeah. So for those who are working in any line of work who may be hesitant about social media and what it means and what's it going to do for them, I mean, how would you reassure them if they're thinking about getting into it at all?
Well, I mean, just think of the 20 people who you would kill to meet, who you would kill to be working with in the next 5 years, and start following what they're doing and start complimenting them and start sharing what they're doing and start. And this is not, it sounds cruel and contrived, but it's not, because you're genuinely interested. And that grows, and some of them will follow you and some of them won't. But you'll learn from doing that anyway. You know, the most interesting thing is I'm a Guardian, a liberal, woolly liberal Guardian reader, and I follow the Guardian all the time, but it is the Guardian articles that are recommended by the people I follow on Twitter that are the ones that I tend to read, because I don't have time to read it cover to cover. Yes. So they become my news gateway as well, which I find even more surprising.
Right. Justine, it's very interesting. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with your ongoing projects.
You're welcome. Thank you.